Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
I want to talk about something, Dr. Visa, today.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And guess what? We still have our special guest for that.
I know. I'm excited. Yes.
We have to do it again.
We are back.
I love it. No, it's a pleasure to have you back, Veronica.
Thank you. Yes. I'm happy to be back.
So the last time we had a conversation, you mentioned something as we were wrapping up the conversation about like just the idea of pivoting. And I know we talked about like, from your perspective, let's just start with this, and any one of you guys can go. Like, just from your perspective, what is pivoting for you when you think about it? Just like from Veronica's perspective,
I think the way I've always defined a pivot is an intentional redirection, if I can simplify it.
Yeah,
I think it's making a decision and then acting on that decision is kind of the framework that I've always led with.
Yeah. See, like for me, it's been just change, which can be intentional or just not intentional. Like maybe for i.e., your role, which just happened to me, it just gets dissolved with no, you know, warning signs. But I had to pivot in that moment. This happened like, let's not go into details, 2 days before Christmas.
Well, but you chose to pivot.
Yes.
Like you could have stayed stagnant,
yeah,
in that mindset, in that attitude, in that hurt, in that confusion, but you intentionally redirected yourself.
I love it. What if I say this? What if I was thinking about everything you just said, but I kept acting? I never stopped moving.
Yeah, I don't think we ever completely stop. I like that. You just, it's almost like driving, right? Or flying a plane or whatever. You just make small adjustments. I think a lot of times people think of pivots as this grandeur exit.
Doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're ripples. Sometimes they're subtle. And it's a compounding, consistent, a bunch of little pivots that may make the most.
And I'll ask you this, Dr. Veezy. From your perspective, can pivoting, in, when it happens, whether it's intentional or unintentional, feel uncomfortable, like, no, I don't want to pivot. Like, almost
It can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you won't ever know what that episode in your life would be like.
Yeah.
So sometimes pivoting can be very stressful.
And
then once you've, first of all, once you've taken that step to pivot, it might give you a sense of relief. And then on the other hand, it might give you more stress.
Yeah.
It just depends on the situation and the surroundings and what's going on. But the thing is, if one never pivots, how will you know?
But when I think about what you said about intentional, if it's intentional, it shouldn't be stressful.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, if you're choosing to pivot.
Yes. You can choose to pivot. And let me give an example about that pivoting.
Yeah.
I would love to pivot into another level.
Yeah.
And that's my plan. I am going to pivot into that level.
Give us a little bit of context, because that's right.
I'm going to pivot in that level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you asking me what that level is?
Let me
I'm going to keep you in suspense. Okay. No, I plan to pivot into a level higher than I'm at this point,
mm-hmm.
whether it be at this point I'm in a director level, yeah. but my plan is to pivot into maybe a dean level, looking at a provost level,
that's it.
Looking at a president level.
That's it.
Now, it's going to be stressful.
Absolutely.
But guess what? I want to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to pivot, there's some things that come along with pivoting. They can be, some can be just real nice and good.
Yeah.
Others can be stressful. But then out of that stress can come some powerful things.
I agree. So are we saying that it's all stress or is it just pressure?
Okay.
So,
Here we go.
Okay, I love what you just said.
Yes.
So I don't even use the word, I intentionally try not to use the word stress.
Yes.
But pressure, I like pressure.
I like
pressure
that
Pressure's good.
Yeah.
So but there's nothing wrong with pressure.
Exactly. And I think if we're defining pivot, let's yes. define what comes with pivot.
Great point.
Pressure or stress or both.
Or both. Or maybe you can touch on this. Do you feel like resilience
mm-hmm.
plays a role within?
Oh, yeah. Especially pivot. If you're redirecting in new spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of level setting, a lot of fast failures a lot of times. You have to fail fast. There's a lot of unknown. So I think resilience, you have to either go in with it or develop it along the way because it'll be the thing that carries you through when knowledge and experience is absent.
Mm-hmm. Steadfast.
Yes, yes. Better word, steadfast.
Steadfast.
That's it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Never stop. No, it's, for me, perseverance, resilience, looking in retrospect to what I went through, I pivoted, but it wasn't an intentional pivot.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of like just something's happening. I have to adjust. And I did, and I never stopped. But the entire time I was like thinking, like, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
I questioned so many things because I knew it wasn't based on productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Because number one, that's what was said to me. Number two, I just know me.
Right.
You know, hard work is my mm-hmm. middle name. Outside of my other middle name. You know what I mean? But
wow.
Go ahead, Doc. What were you thinking?
Well, when you said that, you knew it wasn't you.
100%.
But what did that action cause you to do? Stress?
It did. It was. I'm going to tell you, it was a tough time for me. But mm-hmm. just, I was able to... I don't know, I've always had this innate ability to just keep pushing forward regardless of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been that way.
It's a good point to push forward.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing...
I felt the stress.
You felt the stress.
1,000%.
But you know what? It's good to be able to handle both of those at the same time. Some people can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. And it could cause a negative effect.
It could have.
But... it was stressful, but you still pushed forward.
It did. And I love
what
she
shared. Other directions.
She shared pressure.
Yes.
Because now, if I reframe that stress, it's pressure.
Yes.
And pressure to me is good.
Yeah.
I like pressure. I like just being put in situations, number one, that outside of my comfort zone. Because number one, growth mm-hmm. only happens
mm-hmm.
with yes. pressure and uncomfortable, you know, moments.
Yeah.
So,
I also want to say, too, in those pressure moments,
yeah,
you get very anxious,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes things are blocked. Things are blocking because, okay, I'm in this pressure. I don't want to be in this pressure. Or maybe we can help our mind to say, okay, it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of... initiatives on each other's parts.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm under pressure, but what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do to keep myself in a positive light?
That's what I was curious about. I'm glad you brought up positivity
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times I feel like the stories we think are worth telling are rooted in struggle. mm-hmm. are rooted in overcoming. And a lot of times our pivots are rooted in necessity and pain and hard work.
Yes.
I'm curious if there's ever a time in y'all's lives when you pivoted out of joy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, yes,
actually,
yes.
Actually, for me right now, mm-hmm. well, like, I'll just say over the last few months, it wasn't really joy. It's joyful. So the new outcome's joyful,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
But, like, the initial pivot wasn't joyful.
Gotcha.
Right? Because I was frustrated how things were going.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, this was like a surprise pivot, I guess you would say. It happened. It wasn't expected.
Wow. Yeah, uh-huh. yeah.
Right? And I just kind of flowed with it and just, like, I love the new outcome, but it wasn't a joyful pivot. But I'm going to get back to that because that's a really good question.
I think a lot of our stories tend to be rooted in
pain.
But
have you ever heard the saying?
Mine was like, joyful. I have to tell you, joyful, because I started out as a nurse, and then I worked as a charge nurse, and then it was joyful for me to be asked by my medical director,
mm-hmm.
would you take this director position?
Yeah.
I want you to take this director position. A lot more stress, a lot more things, but when he said that, I said, oh, he's been watching. He's watching. They're watching me.
They're always watching.
Oh, they're always watching. Yes, yes.
Watching me. But, I mean, I'm just doing my job.
Right.
And the key is I love what I do. And I think that makes an impact on what you're doing and how you're doing things.
Yeah.
So, for me, that was a positive light. But that was one example of a positive light. There's others that have been struggles.
Yeah.
But we struggle through. And persevere.
And now I have a question for you based on what you just said.
Uh-oh.
So what impact has your ability to pivot had on your overall, let's just say, career growth and the different opportunities that come into your perspective today?
Good question. I think the challenge for me now is the newness of knowing when it's enough, knowing when I don't need to pivot. I feel like a lot of my story was being an underdog, or at least a perceived underdog, right? That was the narrative. Being the minority in the room, being counted out, being the less experienced. And so now that I'm at this place in my life, I think the reevaluation is pivoting from always needing to prove. And I think it's a pivoting of knowing that it's enough. And I think a lot of people never find their enough. And I think that leads to a lot of other things. So I think the season that I'm in now is knowing not only that it is enough, but that I am enough.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't need to, tell the story, correct the story, or even push the story forward anymore. So I think that's kind of like where it's led me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Correct the story.
Mm. Yeah.
And what that makes me think about is who are we even correcting the story for?
Good question.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like, because the only person that matters or should matter is you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, so I shouldn't have to correct anything.
Yeah.
Just fully accept my current reality, the space that I'm in. But, no one's perfect, still have the tendency, like you said, of certain actions is focused more of, like, let me see if I can still fix this so this group of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you.
And I think a lot of times as you're pivoting and pursuing something, you tie your identity to that journey.
That's what happened to me.
Yes. Mm. You become the thing you're trying to pursue, which is not a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
But COVID taught us your title can be taken away.
Oh, yes.
Your degree doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your training, education, how many followers you have on Instagram, who does what, it doesn't matter. When it's you and your four walls and no one is watching, who are you at the end of the day? And so I think you're right. I think there comes a point where, yeah, go ahead.
No, how do you keep that separate?
Keep what separate? Who you are, and I don't want to get philosophical, but I think that.
Yeah, we want to. I want to understand some of this. Is there a way?
I think there is a way.
Let's hear.
I think the only way is through, in my opinion, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Is how I've been able to be enough.
Oh, yes.
I think a lot of my own personal journey with faith has been rooted in never feeling like you're enough.
Not enough.
Always having to earn your salvation, or having to prove that you are, quote unquote, refined or unblemished or pure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. To then earn the grace, to then get the praise, to then have those like you and love you. And I think how I've been able to get there is knowing that if nothing changed today, I am enough.
Oh, that's powerful.
That's like, listen, now, mic drop.
Yeah.
Listen. But I didn't always have that.
That's what I want to know that. Now, listeners are out there listening to you saying, you're at a point in your life where you can say, I am enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what took you there? How did you get there?
Mm.
And do you feel like, is there a need to add to that, Dr. VZ? Is there a need for you to even pivot anymore?
Yes. That's a good question. I think I'll answer both, right? I think, is there a need for me to pivot anymore? Yes, but now the root of my pivot is different.
Mm.
My why in my pivot is different.
Yes.
The who I'm doing it with now is different.
Yes.
It's no longer a pivot out of a climb. It's a pivot where you're kind of drawing out your horizon, so to speak.
The creator.
Exactly.
Ah, there you go.
I love it. And it speaks to just like my soul, because that's literally just the way I look at life today is nothing happens by chance in my life. Not one thing.
No. Yeah. No.
And it's,
I agree.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Some things people might, if I open up my world to a lot of people, there's, like I keep the same demeanor every single day, but you can't even tell the things that I'm going through.
It's impossible. Believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
You know what I mean? It's just.
I wish I could get there.
It's all part of it.
I'll get there one day.
It's all part of it. What people will look at as challenges, what people will look at as tough times.
Yeah.
Now for me, I understand like you, my faith in God is the most important thing in my life.
Absolutely.
And I know he has orchestrated this to either make me stronger, to prepare me for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make sure that I'm paying close attention to what he's trying to teach me, what that situation is trying to teach me. And also remember to be really positive and optimistic, not saying that I am. Be thinking it, because your thoughts turn into beliefs.
It will
impact your actions.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So to answer Dr. VZ's question, for you to get there, it was faith.
Yes.
And it was action. And it was holding yourself accountable, making sure you're practicing what you're preaching.
Yeah.
I agree.
Powerful.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Let's go.
And, I love how you're able to bring that all together.
Wow.
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah. I think, too, I think how you get there, I think if I'm being 100% honest, I'm still figuring it out. That's right?
Okay.
I'm still learning how to navigate that new space, right? And I think that what also helps is receiving honest feedback from trusted sources, holding yourself accountable, like you mentioned, knowing that, I was gonna say my shit stinks too, but that, like, knowing that, like you ain't perfect, you know what I mean?
No, it's true.
Like you're not this pinnacle example of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be critiqued.
Yes.
You could be readjusted. You can be analyzed, dissected, and given feedback. Mm-hmm. And it's really powerful, I think, when you can receive. A lot of people who, I think when your ego gets in the way.
You can't receive.
Or when hurt gets in the way.
You won't receive.
You won't receive.
Yeah.
You'll, in fact, be offended.
Well, I can tell you, Christian is very good at sharing things with you that he sees. And you have to be ready. If you're not ready to receive that.
That's a good point.
You're not going to, you won't embrace it and you're going to block it out. Christian has told me things that have made me a much better person.
Yes.
Before me getting to meet him, to know him. Mm-hmm. He's just very honest and open. And that's who he is. And so that's never going to change.
Yeah.
And I've learned he doesn't mean any harm when he's mm-hmm. talking. He's being very, he wants to help you.
Yeah.
And it helps when somebody is a true friend
mm-hmm.
that shares that information with you, because then you have to start examining self.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Self.
You touch, you're on it, Dr.
Yeah.
Listen, you said it. You said trusted source.
Mm,
you
yes.
just kind of touched on that.
Mm.
How, number one, we'll start with either one of you. How do you now gauge your source and you say, okay, now this is a source that I trust.
Okay.
From your perspective.
Okay.
You can go first with that, because like for me, it's just like, she just said that about me, right? And all I'm doing is just, I don't like to see people being mistreated.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of that. And I don't like to see people suffer mm-hmm. when it's very, making like little slight changes
mm-hmm. yeah.
can completely transform your paradigm.
Yes.
And you'll be free.
Yeah. Yeah. My default answer when you asked is, and this is me being honest, I only have two fully trusted blind sources, mm-hmm. God and my husband. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gotten simplified yeah. for me. And I think you can contest to this when you are married,
mm-hmm.
your sounding board shrinks from being plenty to wide. And it's God and your spouse mm-hmm. is kind of mm-hmm. where I've landed on, to be honest. So I think that maturing has really simplified the definition of who those trusted sources are, right? Now, again, everything is within context. Like if you are having casual conversation, you want feedback from a coworker who you trust, things like that. But I think when we're talking about big life decisions.
Oh, yes.
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 Speak on it, Dr. Veazey.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And Christian has opened up. I mean, my husband and I, he tells me sometimes it's hard to hear those things, but then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He's my best friend.
Absolutely.
And guess what?
Yeah.
If he's not going to tell me the truth, hey.
Absolutely.
And he does. And yeah. so it may not, it can be painful sometimes, but we got to search within.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's telling you the truth. Because 100%. He loves you. He loves me. And I know that your family's all, they love you and they want the best for you. So I've learned, okay, I may not like it, but okay. And when you dig deep inside, okay, you're right. You're right. I can deal with it. I can deal with it. But Christian has been a very close friend.
Absolutely.
Very close friend with telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Veazey, now, you got to, hey.
Yeah.
Regroup.
Absolutely.
Regroup. Stop that. Stop
she's
that.
Done that for me.
Yes.
She's done that for me on plenty of occasions.
What's your criteria then for clocking someone as, okay, like we know, right, God and our spouse.
Yes.
Undeniable. Mm-hmm. But when you meet intelligent, genuine, good-hearted people who have your best interests at heart, what is the barometer you use to kind of clear them as that clock?
I can only say, I can speak. I'm going to be honest. I don't have that many. I don't have. But Christian has gotten to be one of those individuals.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is he speaks the truth at all times.
Mm, yes.
The truth at all times.
Yeah.
Now, I may not want to hear it.
Right.
But he brings it out.
I agree.
And he has taught me, speak it.
Yes.
Because he can, we can take it.
Yes.
We can take it because we want to hear the truth. We are tired of having people in your circle that are not true friends of yours.
100%,
They don't they don't have your best interest at heart.
Right.
Because if they had it at heart,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't mind saying, you know what? I got to be honest. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when somebody speaks to you like that and tells you like that, how you have to receive because, okay, it makes you stop and say, oh, wow. I guess I am doing that, or I guess I am.
That's a good perspective, and I agree. Being honest and having a track record of telling the truth is important. I think one thing that Christian does with that, that couples with his honesty, is empathy.
Mm.
But I'll create the analogy. He may not always fully understand maybe where you're coming from,
mm-hmm.
but I think where his understanding stops, his empathy bridges the rest of the way.
I would agree.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it is
yeah,
there.
No, I agree. There.
I mean, I am in some difficult situations at this time.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of, in fact, the other day, a very difficult situation, you know, and then you think about, oh, why did you act like that? And you know, Christian keeps you grounded in that's not the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your surroundings. Think about there's one person.
Yeah.
It's always that one voice.
It's always that one voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm not perfect.
No.
But what I learned was it's so much easier
mm-hmm.
to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes.
It is.
Yes, like, I agree.
Yeah, because I haven't always been this way. Like, yeah. I appreciate, but I know my core of who I am has always been solid.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had moments just like anyone else. I'm flawed where I get pulled in directions.
Yes.
I make decisions that are questionable. But the man that I am now is no longer that 1,000% mm-hmm. because I learned the importance of always telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what happens is this. People are afraid of the outcome of what the telling the truth could lead to. So there's a fear that if I tell the truth, I might get in trouble, or this person might no longer like me, or like there's always a negative default
for
the outcome.
That's
so what I did was this. I just said, I am in harmony with whatever that outcome is going to be across the board.
Mm.
I will tell the truth. If you ask me a question, if quote unquote, it's supposed to get me in trouble, I'm okay to receive mm-hmm. whatever that's going to be.
Right.
Because if it doesn't kill me, because we're all going to die.
Exactly. Yeah.
If it doesn't kill me, so what really happened? What went wrong?
Absolutely.
But it took me a long time to get to this place. And I'm being honest. I think getting married to my wife is one of the most transparent people I've ever met.
Excellent.
And she was God sent
mm-hmm.
to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a sounding board for me. She
yeah.
was a mirror. She was able to say, hey, when moments where I wasn't the most honest, I was dishonest, she would say, hey, this is what I'm seeing.
Yes.
And of course, you have moments where you're stubborn and you don't really listen. But over time, of someone like consistently showing up and saying, this is this,
yeah.
right? Eventually, you have to decide, who do you want to be? I want to be free.
Exactly.
Yes.
People don't realize what freedom means. Money, listen, money is infinite. Listen, you can make as much money as you want. You can have 10, 15, 20, 30 million dollars. You're going to want more.
Exactly.
It's never 100
right.
million. It's never going to stop.
Exactly.
Right? But freedom, the freedom that I feel today, peace, freedom, whatever you want to call it.
There's no price for
nobody
that.
Nobody can walk into my life. I don't care who
no
the
price.
Person is. Billionaire, mm-hmm. not billionaire. Who sent
yeah.
you? Didn't send you.
Yeah.
You can't come in and question. There's nothing you can bring into my paradigm today that's going to tell me like, oh, okay, I'll be afraid. Oh, yeah, I did that. That's
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things people will be, oh, man, people are going to now think this about me. What is this going to do to my brand?
Mm.
That's fine. Whatever yeah. it does to my brand, it's part of my story.
Exactly.
That's a good perspective.
Right. That's why. And the thing is this, our relationship, partnership, we've always been great. Like
mm-hmm.
before we even got into business together, I've always admired her because I watched how she operated.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was watching me.
Around other people.
Okay.
They're always watching.
Yeah, he's watching.
Right?
Yeah.
The consistency of how she handled what people would consider. And that's why I know literally she's going to be the dean of nursing and then she's going to be the provost, then the president because of this. I've seen her situation that people will crumble.
Mm.
And she keeps the same demeanor.
Yeah.
She keeps the same, and I'm getting goosebumps just saying this because I've seen it so many times. And she keeps the exact same energy even when someone is irate. Literally out of, like, and she just keeps it. I'm like, how is she doing this? So I've always been so intrigued by it. So I'll start talking to her.
Yeah.
I want to learn. I'm not the one that says, oh, that, like, how to teach me.
Yeah.
But through proximity, conversations, you start to get the energy. Like you said, that's why it's important, the environment, the people you surround it. It's so important.
It really is important.
Makes a difference. And
Dr. VZ sounds like somebody who knows she's enough.
And it's so funny. See? I feel like, I don't know how this happened. You guys are so similar because Veronica's the same way.
Yeah.
Veronica is very... can handle, there's no situation you can put her in that she can't handle. You can be first lady, because, you know, her husband's the governor.
Yes.
That's what I call him.
Yes.
He's in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Without hesitation. And it's truth, honesty. The articulation is just direct, concise, clear.
Yes.
Just, you know, people have a difficult time of accepting the truth sometimes. But when you learn, like, the truth is it. Truth is freedom.
The truth,
nothing else,
shall set you free.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
It's freedom.
It is.
And that's the thing is, so I never get to a place where, like, I have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It is a constant.
I don't think anybody does, really.
It is a constant, always. And I appreciate you both today for sharing this with me, because this is the type of feedback that, because I don't know. You know, no one knows. You can't see yourself from inside of yourself.
Mm-mm.
But when you have trusted sources say these things about you, it kind of like says, oh, wow, just keep doing the work, because number one, like, I love what you're saying, Dr. VZ, but when people see something that's great, for some reason, the innate feeling is to tear it down.
Tear it down.
Or cause confusion from experience for us. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, maybe you can touch and see if this is the same for you, or... maybe it's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think it's because, and I've always heard two things, so I'm curious what your perspective is. It's one, either because y'all started together at the same place, right? People outgrow their hometowns, et cetera, outgrow their coworkers that were in the particular department, whatever, what have you. Or do you think it's because it stirs up something inside them that they don't really like, and it has less to do with you? And everything to do with them.
Do you want to go first? I can go. It's up to
go
you.
First.
No, it's the second one. 1,000%.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's
none of my business.
It never has nothing to do with the other person.
Yeah.
It's always a projection of from a place of lack, or maybe they don't feel like they're worthy of accomplishing what you're accomplishing, or they can't even see themselves in the realm of getting that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to just say things to you like, why would you apply for that job the fourth? You've already done it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it 100 times,
right,
I'm gonna do it till I get it.
There you go, exactly.
You see that little, like, this is a close friend. Yeah. They'll throw that in there. Like, they're almost trying to save you.
But
they can't save you.
You see that?
Right, exactly.
It's framed like I'm looking out for you.
But they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But that person has never been a dean.
Mm.
No experience there. Never going to be a dean from their mindset.
No.
Yeah.
But they're telling me because I've gotten 2 no's not to go for something for the 3rd time.
Yeah.
Immediately, my default is that person, thank you. I'm not causing any rift with your friendship.
No.
But you must gauge when they give advice or insights, like, take a step back and say, okay, what is this person really trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Because, like, I think I touched on, like, the idea of, maybe you know a little bit about, like, the neuro-linguistic programming piece, like the negative part of
it. Oh, yeah.
When people will say.
Yeah. Don't think about an elephant.
All I'm thinking about is an elephant.
Right.
That's okay. It.
Exactly.
Look at that. Exactly.
Look how they
did that. You see? That's what they would do. Like, don't.
They do.
But the thing about VZ, she's such a pure person.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls you a friend. She really does. This woman, she'll. It's almost like you become a sibling or a child, right, to her. And she'll treat everyone the same.
Yeah.
Most people know that.
Because I want the best. I want them to be the best that they can be.
Yeah.
And if I can assist them in any way, I will.
Right.
And it doesn't mean monetary. It doesn't. It's being truthful to them. That is, to me, is the most powerful voice that you can give someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that you were really there, talking there and being truthful for them.
Right.
Those are priceless things. People will talk to you all the time and say, hey, that sounds great. That looks great. Do that. when they know that it maybe it really isn't. Mm-hmm. And it would save you a lot of headaches and suffering for somebody to come out and say, you know what, I realize that you think that might go very well, but let me just share a couple of things with you.
Mm. Different perspectives.
Give me some different perspective. And receive it.
Yes, it takes two.
It does take two.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
But no, it's just, because like, we can keep going with this. And this is not to place judgment on anybody. People in general of just, but the thing is, I love what you said. You nailed it, because it's never you. It's always them projecting something from them towards you. Like, if I see someone in a role, and I was like, man, I love what that person does.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do? I'll either try to figure out how I can make them a mentor to teach me how to get there, mm-hmm. or try to learn from someone that can help propel me to that place, versus taking the opposite. Let me now start to, I don't know if this is intentional or not, when you try to like deceive somebody.
Mm. You know what I've also learned too? Mm.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a new mindset adoption in this situation that I've taken on, mm-hmm. is that sometimes it ain't even that deep.
Oh.
And I just move on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times.
You simplify that.
Mm-hmm. Me being somebody who used to really fester on a lot of things, trying to understand why. Mm-hmm. How could they? Mm-hmm. Why are they? Sometimes it ain't even that deep, to be honest. To be honest. And then you keep it pushing. And whether it is or isn't that deep, it has no effect on where you're going.
But you know what? You have to be a strong person.
Yes, you do.
Very strong person.
Yes, you do.
It's not common.
Have that mindset.
Yeah.
How do you start to develop that mindset?
By the people that surround you.
It.
Okay. In my opinion, it's the people that surround you. Because those individuals are your true friends. They're going to speak positive. They're going to speak negative. And you receive it. Because you know who they are.
It is. Yeah. I agree with that.
You know who they are.
It's the people. The people that you like communicate with the most, converse with. I have like maybe one or two people.
So I have a question then.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about honesty.
Yeah.
Trust. What are the other core values that they have to have for you to clock them as someone you...
Listen.
Okay. I like that.
Listen. Some are slow to speak and listen. Sometimes you'll say something and you can't even get everything out and they're talking.
Yes.
Okay, you didn't hear all of what I was saying, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure you hear all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to just to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
You're focused on me.
Yeah.
And not trying to get on your phone and do something else. You're focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you give me an answer, I feel really good.
Yeah.
That you've heard everything I've said. And that you can give me a well-rounded response. Because you've got the good, the bad, the ugly, you got it all. Because I gave it to you. I just poured it all out.
Yeah.
And now you're going to tell me, well, this is what I heard. Mm. This is what I see.
Right. I agree.
I'm going to try to... Okay, so that's a great question.
Yeah.
So I want to see how... The way to answer this question for me is this. I want someone that truly does what they really want to do. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. You and I, right? We're close. We communicate. Friend. I have zero expectations from you. Meaning this. If I text you, right, I like to bring it down as simple as possible. There is no timer on when you respond to me. Until you feel, oh, let me respond to this. It comes from you, not some kind of external pressure.
Mm.
I always try to say this to That's people. Good. Like, I call you, you have a missed call. Or let's say you invite me to a birthday party, and I come and show up, and you forget to invite me. Old Christian wants to create this, like, oh, she doesn't like me or something,
narrative.
Right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Versus... What about all the possibilities? She could have forgotten. So many other things could have happened. So my criteria is this. Really do what it is you want to do. Don't have me around if you don't want to have me around. Mm-hmm. Have me, because it has to come from you.
Yeah.
Authentic. I don't want to be around anybody that doesn't want me around.
I agree with that.
I'm good by myself.
Yeah. You've said that many times.
Yeah.
You're very vocal about that.
Yeah. You know? So it's just
it's valid, too.
Yeah.
Man, I like this convo. It's we're gonna have you back. We gotta have
you gotta come back.
Oh, gotta, if you're willing to take the time back. To come back and chat with us, but
if I'm invited back,
you will be invited.
Absolutely, back. Man. We really appreciate it. Oh, yes, this conversation has been incredible. Yes. So many takeaways for me.
Oh yes.
To just go back and just like a lot of different things to reframe, but
yeah,
I appreciate you genuinely for always sharing your insights. Yeah. Man.
No,
things I didn't really realize or even think about. That's why it's always so nice to have different perspectives.
It is.
To bring things to you.
But it's so, Veronica is just so, she aligned with just the frequency that we operate from.
Exactly. And I like that.
That's the thing. Oh, it's I like just, it so much. You know,
wow.
Not only the perspective, but just the alignment of frequencies. Like, I really believe in frequencies. I really believe the people you attract in your life, it's a reflection of the frequency you're operating at.
Yeah, that's a good perspective.
So if you have chaos around you, whether you want to admit it or not.
I agree. Chaos in the lives.
Yeah. You know?
I agree. I definitely appreciate both of y'all's presence and just who you are. And I loved your answers about like how you kind of choose your chosen family, your tribe, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious. It made me think of something. Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are on the opposite end then for someone else?
Wow.
Not who I hope that I am.
Who do you think you are?
Today. I know that I am just truth. I'm a truth, meaning my truth for whoever I'm interacting with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ask me, because I was in the past, if you ask me questions, I'll be just trying to give like the best answer that fits whatever I think you're looking for. But now it's just you're gonna get exactly what if I have an experience that aligns with it, if I have the answer to your question, you're gonna get that.
Yeah. And if I don't, I same with me. I used to be more of a just listening and trying to. Oh, how am I gonna answer that when I want to say this, but I don't want to say that?
She holds all in.
I mean, you. Really, all in.
And I was like,
all in.
You gotta.
Oh, he had cut me out. No, he didn't cut me out.
No, I tell you, you gotta tell this. Like,
you gotta tell the truth.
Someone's
you gotta be honest about it.
Yeah.
And I have learned. It's like, why would you do that? Don't do that. You're hurting somebody else.
Yeah.
You are not being upfront. I've learned those things, and now, if I cannot speak the truth, I'm not speaking.
That part.
There it is.
I'm not speaking.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And I have had to get that lesson from him because you just want to talk and he, but no,
don't
that doesn't
anything.
Sound right.
Yeah, that's my deal.
Don't say, yeah, that's me too. That's a huge one for me now.
It is. But you just want to fit in sometimes. You just want to, okay. But I have come too far trying to fit in.
Right.
I don't want to fit in anymore.
There you go.
That. And one of my favorite quotes,
fit in.
I'll leave you guys with this one. It's not about learning how to conform. It's about breaking all the norms.
I love that.
Well said.
Yes.
I'm telling you. It's not because the world wants you to conform. Yeah. Everybody wants you to conform. Yeah. Do it like I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it like how he's doing it. You got to be comfortable for everyone. You have to fit into that box for everyone.
Yeah.
But listen, the three of us were ordained to stand out, not fit into anyone's box.
Wow.
So, great conversation.
Great conversation.
Next time on.
Thank you all. Where are we going? Come on now.
Full circle chat.
Yes. Full circle.